This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Anthony Forte, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month from Peabody High School, a soccer and basketball player. So, Anthony, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations to you. This is a great honor. It's a academic and I mentioned athletic honor. And so let's begin with the athletic piece. You just wrapped up your season in basketball. You guys really did have a fantastic season this year. So give me a thought or two on the basketball season.
It was definitely a great year. And honestly, it exceeded a lot of expectations. Like, we knew we had a pretty good team. We lost we lost a lot of players from, like, we lost three starters, I think, like Shea Lynch, Danny Barrett, and a few other kids. But, you know, we came in, we've had a good year. Rafael Laurent, a player on our team, he really improved, and he was just amazing, the best player in the league.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you're right. Let's go back a year, because that, you know, the Peabody football team, Peabody basketball team, you know, you had those great athletes on that team. So you did lose a lot from a year ago.
Yeah.
And So tell me about Rafael Laurent. I mean, you're right. He, as a player, he has really improved over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The biggest thing is, like, Rafael has always had the skill and the shooting ability, but just his size and athleticism this offseason, it just improved, like, his strength, and that just took him to a whole another level. Like, I don't think any of the other teams were expecting that at all.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks were saying, here comes Peabody High School here for this last season, 23-24, and they're thinking, all right, we got to deal with Anthony Forte, right? But that would be a task in itself, don't get me wrong, but all of a sudden Rafael comes along, you're right, and he is a force.
Yeah, that's, like, at the beginning of the year, like, I feel like most of the teams are, like, focusing on me, and then that just allowed Rafael to just attack, and then they realized it was a mistake to just look at me.
Well, this award is not for Rafael, but it's for Anthony Forte here, so let's get back to you here. But Anthony, I mean, one of the things that you are consistent, you know, both sides of the ball, if you will, and you handle the ball well, you shoot the ball well, and you're obviously a force out there physically as well. So tell me about how do you think you've progressed as a basketball player in the last couple of years?
I think I've progressed well. Like, I think I've made improvements every year. I remember when I was a freshman, I was on varsity, but I was just out there, like running around. I was just small, and I didn't really do anything on offense. And then year by year, I just got more confidence. But, like, I kept my defensive pressure up because, like, for me, like, defensively, that's what leads to my offense. I just get a lot of steals at the top of the zone, and then that's how I get more comfortable. And then this year, I was just my most confident and just letting it fly, just driving to the hoop, and, yeah, it just felt good.
Yeah, I think the between you and Rafael, how many breakaways do you think you guys have had this year?
A lot. I'd say between me and him every game, like double digits.
Yeah, I got a chance to see your Marblehead games this year, and I thought they were good games and contrasting kind of styles in some ways. But I want to go back to what you said earlier. You mentioned about maybe being somewhat of a surprise team or a success team this year. And maybe you can help me go back to the beginning of the year, because if I remember right, it seemed to me, right, we were not sure who was going to do well in the Northeastern Conference this year. But then you guys made a few statement wins. So can you remember, what were those statement wins kind of first half of the season?
So I know the first game of the season, we played Masco. And we went into that game expecting like a very close, like, back-and-forth game. And then we just ended up, like, getting up, like, I think it was, like, 34 to, like, 4 or something to start the game. And then we ended up winning by 20. And then the next game, we played Beverly at Beverly. And we ended up winning that game by like 15 or so. So that was a really good way to start the season.
Right. I know later on I did see that Masco team, and I was very impressed with them. They worked hard. I guess in baseball there's no easy out there, you know, in a lineup at times, but that's a baseball terminology. But there were no real weaknesses on that team. I mean, they didn't have Anthony Forte's on that team, but they also were, I thought they worked hard.
Yeah. They ended up beating us the second time we played them. They're a hardworking team for sure.
All right, the other game, I got to share this story with you. So I was at one game, then I went over to your game in Salem this year, and I looked up at the scoreboard. So I'm coming in maybe halfway through, maybe in the second half, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, this scoreboard is broken. There's something wrong with this scoreboard, because you guys were up so big against a team that had done had some statement wins themselves, the Salem team.
Yeah.
So tell me about that game. I missed the first half, but wow, you must have had an incredible first half there as a team.
Yeah. So we played Salem at home before that game, and it was a close game the whole time, like back and forth. So when we went there, we were expecting a really good game because they just beat Marblehead, and we and Marblehead were like competing for the NEC, the title. And then, like, we went to the game and we just could not miss. We just could not miss. So with our press, we're forcing so many steals, and everything was falling that game. I think it was 42-6 at half.
I know. Yeah, I know. And like I said, I had to go check with somebody. I said, is that scoreboard broken? I mean, really, I asked that question. You know, I just couldn't believe it because you set it up right. I mean, I was expecting a fantastic game. And I'm sure if you guys were to meet another time, it would be a good game for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just one of those days for us. Everything was falling.
Yeah, and things, you know, and they were young too, and so, you know,
yeah.
So things can happen for sure. The other thing is the tournament. I mean, going into that D1 tournament, that's a tough place to go, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's always tough. A lot of strong teams and a lot of size which we lack.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you don't have that huge big guy or anything like. I've got to ask you this other question. I think you guys, you know, you might have had an injury or two, but you played Manchester Essex. Now, there's a team that beat you guys this year, but I thought Manchester Essex, I had a chance to see them a couple of times. They're a fantastic team, you know, different than you guys, but a really unique team.
Yeah, Manchester they're a very good team. They know how to play together very well. Their defense is strong. They can all shoot it. And, like, that game still sticks with me because it should have been a better game. It should have been a closer game, but they just outplayed us, like, and they played really well. They're a really good team.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I agree with that. All right, let me just ask you just one question or two on soccer. You play soccer in the fall. What are a memory or two that you have for playing soccer at Peabody High School, and maybe in particular this past fall?
A lot of good memories. Soccer, I love soccer. It was one of my favorite sports, obviously. I was honestly trying to play soccer and basketball in college, but I just ended up sticking with basketball. Last season was definitely my favorite season for soccer. It was just the whole team, good group of guys. I remember we played Concord-Carlisle last year, and we were down 5-0 at halftime, and our best player was hurt, and we ended up coming back and tying it 5-5. And I think they were, like, ranked 5 in D1 at the time, which was really, a really good win.
Absolutely. You know, so you're going to Endicott and to play basketball. Tell us a bit about that decision-making process for you. And there is a little connection with Endicott and Peabody Athletics now, right?
Yeah. So that was honestly not a hard decision for me at all. I've always loved Endicott. The campus is really nice. And, of course, the head coach for Endicott is the leading scorer of PBI history, like, ever. So I know Kevin, and I've already hung out with the guys a few times. It's a nice group of guys, and I can't wait to get going there. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. So do you report early? Do you report in the summer at all for anything? Any kind of workouts at all before school starts?
I'm not entirely sure. I know that the team gets together and they just play basketball a lot, but I'm not sure if there's any like official workouts yet.
Right. Okay. Well, let me go back to let's talk about the Peabody High classroom situation for you there. You're on National Junior Honor Society. But if you were to have a favorite subject area, can you narrow that down to a couple or not? You don't have to, but I mean, what subject areas do you kind of like?
I like the history classes, and uh, I I like math, kind of, but history is probably my favorite because I've always had good history teachers and they make it fun.
All right. And speaking of teachers, let's just go there. Can you share an inspirational teacher or two that you've had at Peabody High School over the years?
Definitely. I can name a few. Mr. Porcello, the math teacher, Mr. Hawes, Mr. Pedersen, and my basketball coach, Mr. Broughton, is also a history coach, and he's a really funny teacher. It's the complete opposite of a coach. It's honestly really surprising. And there's just a lot of teachers, I should say.
You know, I'm going to follow up with you here. Now that you're free, you're not playing sports anymore at Peabody. So what's the difference between Coach Broughton, the basketball coach, and Coach Broughton, the teacher?
Coach Broughton, the basketball coach, is always – he's most of the time serious. He's just always locked in. And then in the classroom, it's never serious. Sometimes he busts out rapping. He just starts making random noises. It's hilarious. It's even funnier because, I know what he's like as a coach, and then to see him in the classroom doing that, it's hilarious.
Well, I hope you haven't ruined his career as a classroom teacher.
No.
Well, you know, I'm not really tuned in to rapping, Anthony. I got to be honest with you. You know how elderly I am. But, you know, Coach Broughton doesn't look like your typical rapper. Am I right or not?
No, he doesn't look like your typical rapper, but, you know, he can spit a few bars here and there.
That's nice. All right. So National Honor Society. Tell me about that.
National Honor Society is a club at the school, and it's you have to it requires you to have good academics, I think above a 3.2 and something like that, and you have to do community service hours, you have to tutor, you just have to get back to the community or you're gonna get kicked out.
Right. Yeah, you don't want a bad rap. You don't get a bad rap there, right? Get kicked out. So finally, and I apologize for that, anyone you want to shout out to, players, coaches, family, whatever, as a parting shot here?
Yeah. I have to shout out Mr. Mason because I forgot him for the teachers, first of all. Shout out my family, obviously. Coach Bowen, Rafael Laurent for having a great year. All the players on the team. Everyone, man.
Perfect. Well, Anthony, great luck at Endicott College. It's a great place to be. Kind of, their athletic program. You know, Anthony, let me just share something with you. This week, their baseball team became number one in the nation. That's the first time a sport there ever has been ranked number one in the country. So that's pretty spectacular. So you're going to Endicott, and they've had some great success in other sports there. But good luck to you. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's awesome. I knew they had a strong team, but I didn't know they were that good. That's awesome.
Yeah, that just came out as we record this. But anyways, Anthony, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations to you and everybody, and of course to the team for your really outstanding year you guys had in hoops this year. But and again, obviously, good luck at Endicott. We'll be following you.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yeah, take care. Anthony Forte with us, Peabody High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsSports.com.